Today's guest is Costa Logothetis. Costa, we're talking about medical school. I know you're a medical school student. Fourth year, correct?
Yeah, I just started my fourth year.
Going through the rigors of just trying to get into medical school is a challenge in and of itself. You're a big supporter of the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, and you also play a role in the organization here locally. Tell us a little bit about that.
When I was 23, 24 years old, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I was just about to finish my first year of medical school when I got the diagnosis. And unfortunately, chemotherapy is incredibly expensive. The insurance didn't cover everything that was required for my treatment. And so the Leukemia Lymphoma Society actually gave us money to be able to pay off some of the bills for treatment.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. How did you find out? What was the news like? And you know, that must be really difficult.
Yeah, so it was a fairly long process. When I first started experiencing symptoms, and when I say symptoms, the only symptom I had was a swollen lymph node. This was back in 2014, and I was studying abroad in France at the time, and when I first noticed the lymph node, and I saw a doctor out there, and they said, you can probably wait until you get back to America to take care of this. So I got back in December, and we saw an oral surgeon. And he said, it's probably just a mixed parotid gland tumor. Those are like 85% benign. I'm not too concerned with it, but I'm going to send you to an ENT surgeon to make sure. So we went to an ENT surgeon. She ordered some testing, did a CT scan and a fine needle aspiration of the lymph node. Fine needle aspiration came back negative for anything. It was just a reactive lymph node. Then later that year, we did another CT scan, and one of the lymph nodes grew and one of them shrank. And so the surgeon wasn't very comfortable with that. So she sent us to New Mexico Cancer Center to have a hematologist-oncologist take a look at it. And my oncologist, Dr. McEnany, said, we'll watch it for a little bit. And if it doesn't go down by February, we're going to pull it out. So February, the lymph node did not go down.
Hmm.
And, oh, I forgot to say right before that, she did another fine needle aspiration, which was negative.
Wow. So up to this point, everything had been negative in terms of it wasn't anything to be overly concerned about, correct?
Right.
Okay.
So she said, I'm still not comfortable with the fact that it's not going down. So we're going to, you know, do an excisional biopsy on it. March 1st, I had the surgery. And then on March 4th, 2016, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Yeah.
So when they made the official diagnosis, that must be scary. I mean, you hear the C word, right? I mean, just obviously probably the worst comes to mind. I mean, you're young, starting medical school. You've overcome, obviously, the challenges that life has thrown to you up to this point. How do you overcome this news?
That's a really great question. I'm not
sure.
Do
you overcome this news?
I don't know if you ever really do. It's still kind of a shock when I look back on everything I've been through. I knew that we had really great treatments out there and that I was going to make it.
Because you're in med school, you obviously have a better understanding than the average person of what the doctors are telling you. Because of that, you can also look at this from the academic perspective, and it could be also a driving force where you could say, okay, I have this. Now, how can we overcome this? What is your perspective on this?
On my diagnosis?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's kind of interesting. So while I was going through part of the workup to be diagnosed, we had a hematology block for medical school. So I was learning all about the leukemias and lymphomas. It was a little reassuring. I had just gotten my second negative fine needle aspiration. I remember learning about lymphoma and just the cure rates are really good for most lymphomas. I just remember just getting this like absolute like tunnel vision and kind of for a brief moment blacking out, like what does this mean? When you're young, you think you're invincible.
Right.
And you've got a long road ahead of you. But at that moment, there was a brief time where I thought that this could be the end. But I was fortunate to be diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell, which I think is one of the only ones that is curable in the non-Hodgkin's group.
If there's folks who are out there who may have just gotten a diagnosis or are struggling, you know, this is really a word of encouragement. You know, it's something that I think really can build somebody's spirits up and know that, hey, there is a lot of hope out there. There's a lot of really good work that doctors are doing. And this is credit to you, Costa, and the work that you want to do in the future.